Let's do a little E! News. Let's start by talking about ScarJo.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's one of the top actresses in Hollywood.
Hot.
Big player in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She has a Black Widow movie coming out. Well, she's leaving a movie.
I think she has some leaked pictures also.
She does. She was a member of The Fappening, I believe. Who wasn't?
Taylor Swift.
It even affected local cable sports people, you know? So it's
we've all seen it.
It definitely went that far up. No, she's actually pulling out of the movie, which seems weird when I tell you what the movie was.
Oh.
She's pulling out of Rub and Tug.
Okay.
Which
that is a very weird way to put.
That is about a
I want to Google this, but I'm afraid of
what Google
will
Rub
pop
and Tug?
Up. Yes.
You'll probably against this tab.
Yeah.
is that Norm's computer? You'll see the little research or the searches that are purple, the ones that he's clicked
on. I need to see what he's searched since he uses this.
No, she was in the she was in the movie playing a
I need to put movie at the end.
A man
Goodness.
Named Dante Tex Gill. He was a transgender man who owned a Pittsburgh massage parlor. And, of course, you have a woman that's going to be portraying a transgender man. That's going to cause a lot of backlash.
So, the transgendered, okay, so it was a man going to a woman? Is that...
That's what she was supposed to be playing.
A man. Okay, so she's just playing a woman then, because he was identifying as a female, or the human was identifying as a female.
Now we have a bunch of people lashing out, and she's had to post all kinds of apologies, saying stuff like, "I have great admiration and love for the trans community," and she was glad to have a conversation regarding inclusivity in Hollywood and. Yeah, pretty much the stuff that you expect that she would have to say after this is pretty much what she did. And she had to pull out of the movie.
It's not really her fault. She was cast as it. She's not the director, the casting director or anything. She's just trying to get money.
Sure. And,
which she needs, I'm sure.
And
she's
wanting
Scarlett
to play,
Johansson.
Wanting to play a different role, something that she's not used to. You know, you always want to go out on a limb and try something else. She already... she's been, you know, facing backlash for role choices over the last couple of years because she was also in a movie, Ghost in the Shell, which that person's supposed to be Asian, and she's not
kind
Asian.
Of.
Does this make
you kind of Asian?
Not full blown. Here's Trey, by the way, our new producer.
Right, there he is. Yeah. Shift change. Also known as Crazy Trey, a.k.a. Cray Trey.
Love it.
It's a little messy. With that, because she's an android, so, but she's definitely been in hot water for sort of whitewashing and being
cast.
That
was like an animated series, right?
It was an anime, yeah.
And was that person Asian looking in the anime?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
So it's like in Tropic Thunder.
The reason that people were upset about it,
she didn't look 100% Asian, but that story is so...
Because I don't think she should have looked any Asian.
That story is so...
It's fluid.
Japanese. It's so entrenched in that culture that it's... It should have been a
Japanese
person.
You said that first
person.
Part like it was an insult.
No, it's...
That story was so...
No disrespect, by any means.
Like
no
disrespect.
I almost walked out. It was so...
Where do you fall in this...
How Japanese is our show today?
Where do you fall in this debate? Because I'm always curious.
On
like,
people playing different races?
Well,
like
not
Kirk Lazarus?
Different races, but let's say we have a movie about Justin. Justin, would you want someone with one leg to play you who has always had one leg? Or would you want like
I want a
Ben
method
Affleck?
Actor. I want Daniel Day-Lewis to chop his leg off and play me. And then he gets
That'd
it re-sewn
great.
Back on. I don't know. It'd probably be like... No, the ideal role or the ideal actor for me would be Kevin James. Kevin James played me in the Justin Montemayor biopic.
I think we could cast that.
Hell on Wheels, the movie.
Hell on Wheels.
Then it definitely needs to be.
Who would we
Kevin
cast?
Kevin James, and he has like a talking monkey.
Who would we cast as Crazy Trey?
Be nice.
Um,
Vince Vaughn.
Ron Howard's brother?
No.
He's too old.
I always get yeah, Seth Rogen.
Okay. I could see Seth Rogen.
Anyone with curly hair, really.
Or Superbad Jonah Hill.
No, not that
I'd
one.
I get skinny Jonah Hill.
Not that one.
Any Jonah Hill. Like in between 22 Jump Street, in between Jonah Hill would be perfect.
Who would you cast as me?
I think I would give KDB his first acting
Kevin
role.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Just let him play you.
Wins an Oscar.
Yeah, so keep a prayer for Scarlett Johansson. If I asked
I'll
you right
you,
now,
Scar Jo.
How many blockbusters would you say remain in the United States, if any?
Oh, man. I would say maybe like online.
Three.
Maybe like a Netflix
deal.
How
many physical stores? Dun-dun.
Physical?
Two.
Maybe one in like Alaska. There it is. Dun-dun. Maybe one in like Alaska or Montana or something. I could see something in like a remote place.
Where they can't stream very well.
At Blockbuster, $8.
Because I remember, gosh, they've been going away for, it's been over a decade now, but the small town I went to college in Kansas had a Blockbuster. And my freshman year there was the first year of Redbox. No sound effect for Redbox. But the Redbox
and you hit it
and once
accept your movie return.
And one semester put out of business Blockbuster. So I would say, yeah, things weren't going
well.
For,
that and Netflix.
And yeah, once the, Netflix done.
Because they did the online thing too, where you just rent them and they send them to you.
I'll say
that combo.
I'll say that there's a couple in like remote locations, but none in any urban type areas.
We're down to our final one.
Okay, let me guess.
Two closed today, or closing pretty soon.
Was I close? Was I right about remote location? Like,
yeah, the two that closed today were both in Alaska.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. There, one was in Anchorage, the other one was in Fairbanks, and they'll close Monday for rental business. After that, they're just going to be selling off their inventory, which that's pretty sweet. You can just go in there and buy old movies. You can go rent Homeward Bound again for the 10th time. Right, the movie I used to rent all the time was the original Man of the House with Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Chevy Chase, where they wanted to be Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Native Americans.
Not very PC now,
no,
but
they
it is
all, you know, they had their war paint and they were doing rain 20 dancing.
20 years ago. I want to be Squatting Dog. I remember that line.
Was
he was Squatting
movie.
Dog.
Yep.
Remember Jungle to Jungle with Tim Allen and another guy?
Well, just appropriating all teams. Kinds of cultures. It was all fun. If you just threw Disney on it.
Would you still go to, if there's a Blockbuster down the road from you, would you still frequent Blockbuster?
Well, I mean, they still have like Family Videos and stuff.
And Movie Trading Company does trade-ins, stuff like that.
I mean,
they do rentals also,
yeah,
they
do rentals, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely Ryan been Reynolds. Probably a decade since I went to a Blockbuster and The final one is in Bend, Oregon. That's where the last Blockbuster is.
I'm making a trip.
You were just near those parts. You should have went by
Seattle?
Bend, Oregon.
I should have. Dang it.
You were closer than you are
I'll
now.
I'll go back. After I go to Wolverhampton, I'll go to this place in Oregon.
Do you think people
and then
Blockbusters now? I mean, it's,
oh,
I
would.
It's different in
Dude,
Alaska.
I would,
You're if, not just if, chilling in Anchorage.
If one opened on Greenville and Lovers, I would probably frequent it.
Especially,
or I'm gonna open up my own DVD
rental
place.
But are you going
place.
Just because you want to actually rent movies, or are you just because it's cool to go to a Blockbuster
I think
and buy
I would,
candy at the front?
Depending on the price, like they would have to adjust. I feel like prices would definitely go down because you can watch movies in other mediums now. But I still would probably do it. Yeah, and especially if I wanted something on a pinch and. Sometimes if something's not on demand or on Netflix, dun-dun, or Hulu, which seems like everything's there now, but if there's something I want to see, like you mentioned, if I want to watch Jungle to Jungle, it's probably not on Netflix, dun-dun.
I think
so I would do it.
That's getting to me.
Or I'd open up my own place, and I'd call it Ryan Reynolds.
I like that. I think video games could really benefit from a rental thing because they're so expensive and... You might not
like
it after 2 hours.
You can do
that is true. Gamefly is there.
Okay, so we're like, I know most games you have to download now. You don't go to GameStop. No sound effect. But like you, do, I miss the
sound effect. Is hey, this is coming out. You want to put $5 down on it?
Hey, we sell pop figures now.
So you can't physically buy video games anymore. It's
sure,
just
you
all
you can totally still
absolutely.
Buy. Yeah,
but you still
Great
have to
trade.
Down. Like once you do it, you still insert it. Into your thing, and it
yes.
has to all download, right? So it's basically,
yeah, but it's not like
the
you're
same
downloading
thing.
It from the store. Like it's a lot quicker process if you
oh, really?
Just put the game in. You're just doing that to kind of cover your ass in case it scratches. That you actually have it on your system. But I mean, I don't know. I haven't bought a game in a long time, but I know you still can buy them. But I most of, or bought a physical one. Most of the time, I'm just downloading them. I'll just buy it before I leave for the day and let it download all day. Things are simpler now. We don't need to go do physical things.